This next poem is called The Winning Hand. And I wrote this. I was had the Richard Hugo Chair in Montana of spring of 1985. And I think it was around the time of his birthday. And I wrote this poem for him. One of the stories that I've always loved, well, I got to meet him, you know. Well, first of all, one of the stories I've always loved, that I loved hearing about, was that at his funeral, there were many, many people there. And it wasn't just, you know, poets or university people, but most of the people were made up of, you know, everyday, I guess, people on the streets, people that he'd met in bars and had touched their lives or changed their lives, you know, plumbers, construction people. And they had come because he had touched them or had said something to him, to them that had made them, I guess, feel closer to themselves, to being human beings. And I suppose he was one of the greatest. I don't know. I have always admired his poetry, but I admire his human beingness. And I guess I'd rather be a great human being than a great poet. Although I think they can both sometimes. Sometimes they both connect. And anyway, this poem, A Winning Hand, in it was a time in about 1978 or 9 when I was teaching at the Institute of American Indian Arts, and he was doing a workshop and a reading at University of New Mexico. So I asked my students if they wanted to go down, and they said, you know, because this guy, they'd read some of his work and they liked his work, and they said, sure. So I had this little Red Dotson truck, and I was loaded with students. You know, we had them packed in, as many as we could get in. And we went down, and what was really wonderful is he took time and talked to them. You know, he read the students' work. He encouraged, you know, some of them to apply, and it really meant a lot to them. And at the end of the reading, you know, we were looking around to get everyone together to go back, and we were looking around for Nez. We couldn't find her. Where's Nez? Oh, she took off and went to Okies. Okies is I guess it's a mythical place now, but it was a bar at the corner of Central and University. And it was like the biker bar, you know, the bar where you would go and people would be selling poems to buy drinks. And you'd see people in there that never left. You know, they were always there when you went back. They're probably still there. Anyway, so I pulled up and I had a student get out and say, go in and get Nez. So we were out there waiting, you know, well, where's so-and-so? Well, I'll go in and get them. So before you knew it, we were all in there to get Nez, and we finally left, and Nez never did, you know. Nez eventually came back up to school. But this is for Richard Hugo. It's A Winning Hand. In this university town of winners, the wind is a blur through the dandelions and nurtured grass on the lawn outside my office. And you are here, but have gone on to the buffalo skin dream that has fallen in the cracks between the small towns that make a necklace from Medicine Lake to Missoula. Indian steel dry jerky in the risky wind. Test the water for visions of buffalo who are more than just meat sustenance. Aren't our bodies mostly wind? And are cursed, like the rest of us, with being able to smell but not see the world we are crazy for. You knew that place, traveled it until it drove you crazy too, to think like one of the beautiful native misfits. In Albuquerque, in either 78 or 70 or 9, you stunned my students from Indian school in returning to the ghost towns their memories had become, in that auditorium built in a town spit into existence by dry-lipped conquistadors who wanted only gold and Indian wives. Someone must have prophesied what they feared. Nez couldn't take it. Turned wads of clay into glossy bowls, but they weren't enough to hold her words. She abandoned us in that auditorium for the corner bar of the lost poets. After your last poem, your heart tearing us apart, we all left to find her and had to chase ourselves out of that place. There was only the magnetism of ghosts driving us back into the winning hand. I don't think I looked back or believed you had ever gone when I hit the Montana border last spring during the last hard storm. The wind nearly knocked me over. And it wasn't poetry I heard, but something like the moan and laughter of a player with a best hand, a touch of luck. This time it's all or nothing, and there won't be any more losers in this field of tens and one-eyed jacks. Thank you.